Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for March 25th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The Department of Agriculture is offering assistance to farmers and ranchers affected by the devastation caused by historic flooding in the Midwest. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the USDA staff in the regional, state, and county offices are responding and providing a variety of program flexibilities and other assistance to residents, producers, and communities. Perdue encouraged farmers to contact their local USDA service center, as the USDA will do everything in their power to assist producers. The USDA can help producers with the Livestock Indemnity Program, emergency assistance payments, along with the resources through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. The record flooding in Nebraska and along the Missouri River has significantly damaged rural infrastructure, including rail. Five routes of the Union Pacific Rail Network are closed in Iowa and Nebraska, and BNSF reports track closures in the same area, in addition to North Dakota and South Dakota and near the Missouri River. These shutdowns are impacting shipments of grain, ethanol, and DDGs in the region. Dave Spencer with the Farmers Pride Cooperative in Battle Creek, Nebraska, says that it's keeping products from getting through.
You know, the roads are all messed up, but I don't think a lot of people understood that the railroads are all messed up. And, I mean, all over Nebraska, you can look at the BNSF map and the UP map, and there's rail lines down everywhere. And if you think about it, you haven't seen any trains rolling, it's pretty obviously why. And the ramifications that builds upon, I don't think most people think about that, at least not the people involved with agriculture. So
he says some of the ethanol has had to go out from plants by truck rather than rail.
When you hear about livestock producers needing feed, and you wonder, well, why aren't they getting feed? And then you figure out that they're getting the distillers going for ethanol plants, right? And then, well, the ethanol plants are full of ethanol. They can't produce like they've been producing to produce the DDGs as well. Because it gets alcohol out on the trains. And Michelle, yesterday we got phone calls from a couple ethanol plants to our transportation division wondering if we would haul ethanol down to Texas.
Spencer says their feed mills have been damaged by floodwaters, which has also made it difficult to get the product to livestock producers. Recent comments by congressional Democrats show some bipartisan support for President Trump's hardball negotiation strategy with China on trade. Just days before President Trump says he has no plans to quickly remove the tariffs on Chinese imports, even if a trade deal is reached. Top Senate Finance Democrat Ron Wyden talked with the U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer.
Do you intend to lift the current tariffs, or will you condition the lifting of tariffs on demonstrable progress on technology, IP, and the major issues?
Lighthizer declined to answer Wyden publicly about sensitive private talks with the Chinese. But Lighthizer and the Treasury Secretary returned to China for more talks. Trump says the U.S. has to make sure that if we do a deal with China, that China lives by the deal. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.